Is it the end of the world?
Yes. Ooh, Vinny Mac, Derek Bruno, what the fuck's up?
And it's also the beginning, the beginning of a brand new, solid juggalo world for us all to enjoy. We'll never.
What's up?
Yo.
That's all I gotta say.
I salute you, Juggalos. Welcome. Yes, two scoops of whoop to you, my friend, Mr. Yes. Green. Thank you.
Yo, 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 yo.
Is it just me or is it still grainy? I think it's still grainy.
It's a little grainy.
I fucked it up.
A little grainy.
It's slightly grainy.
I fucked it
Maybe
up.
Maybe it's
y'all.
Grainy, guys. Messing with the camera, you know, things don't always go perfect.
Not always.
It's either grainy or I'm losing my eyesight, but
there we go. Perfect. All right, don't worry. I'm not going to obsess over it. Welcome, everyone, to Deck One Del, the premier Juggalo podcast. My name is Kyle, a.k.a. Keezy, if you'd like, and these are my good friends.
What's up, guys? I am Just Chris, or Just Chris for short.
Carver Law, y'all. How y'all doing?
Yes, and we here. We live. Well, right off the bat, since people are live and here, if you want to know, if you're interested, if you're watching this right now and you're not subscribed, you should subscribe, first of all.
Yeah, that's true. That's very, very true.
And if you do subscribe, it'll add your name to the little thing up there. And now when you subscribe during the show, it'll pop up a little dingy thing above Chris's head. So right, that's pretty cool.
Right up there.
So you'll get your name shouted out during the show.
I'm guilty of it too, man, like watching people not subscribing.
Yeah.
I mean, I do the same thing, but... When they say, you know, when they just keep it real, and it's like, it's pretty easy just to fucking subscribe. Like, you know, what's it going to, it's not like, it doesn't make your phone heavier.
It doesn't make your phone heavier.
That's true.
With me, look, I'm kind of.
It doesn't like.
I'm kind of like that. Like, I want my subscriptions on YouTube to be like 5 subscriptions. Like.
Sure.
Because when I go to my subscriptions, I don't want to be full of like dumb shit I genuinely won't watch, you know?
Of course.
So. But that said, if you're watching this, don't worry. We upload like once, maybe twice a week, tops.
Yeah.
So come fuck with us. Subscribe. And also, do a super chat. It'll also, yes. If you want to, do you want to make it say, bitch, you want Starbucks during the show? Send a super chat. It will pop up during the show.
That is true.
With our bitch, you want Starbucks logo. And it will say, bitch, you want Starbucks. And we'll read your super chat. So,
bitch, you want Starbucks?
You can do that. You can make that sound.
Yes.
Is there a way they can super chat Starbucks? Because I would love to have one.
Send us $5 to get Carver a Starbucks. That'd be very, very nice of you.
That's very true. So, and it'll like pop up on the screen and everything.
And your super chat will stay up here until someone else super chats. Yes. Oh, man. The graininess is destroying me, but I'm gonna power through. I should have restarted the phone. I didn't.
It doesn't look bad, man. Should've I think you're good.
All right. Well, right off the bat, we had some stuff we wanted to dive into, right? I mean, there's been so much going on. Look, Chris sent a super chat, but it didn't do anything.
See, it didn't do anything. I was testing it.
I don't know. Well. It might have to be over like $5, dude. I don't know. I truly don't know how that works. Sorry.
Yeah, well, you gotta
let's
I think
celebrate our first super on a live stream. There we go. What a celebration.
Look, I don't
want my dollar back.
All right, here, Carver will play Bitch, You Want Starbucks for you.
There you go. Jesus.
Yeah, I'll play.
All right, so we got to work on the super chat feature, obviously.
I tried.
Right. Yeah. But we were going to get right into it.
We got a lot of big stuff kind of going on in the Juggalo world this week.
We had Juggalo Ohio, right?
It happened. That went without a problem.
Might I add, actually got...
Sarcasm.
I'd say it went with a hitch.
Yeah, it went with a hitch.
I actually got a little bit of footage. Juggalo sent us some footage.
There it is.
Wow.
Oh, it just shot. Wow. Sorry, it was so loud. Sorry.
Okay.
I'll fix that.
So there we go.
Just
so
Chris.
Whenever you send a super chat, we will get it 3 minutes later. It'll pop up on the screen.
Some sort of latency or delay, but yeah, we'll fix that.
We'll get it there. So just send your super chat, and then once we've moved on from that topic, it'll pop up and we'll be reminded of it. So
yeah. Hey, man,
great way to interrupt the show, guys. You know, just heads up there. But anyway, Juggalo Ohio 2 happened. It was pretty close to us, right by where I work. Sold out, did not go.
Man, so many people, like all of Juggalo Twitter went to Juggalo Ohio.
Yeah, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
Like it's interesting.
You mean X?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
It's interesting how like the how social media juggalos are kind of like
separated
like that. Yeah. Like, because all of the Twitter juggalos are all like Chapter 17.
Yeah, like Twitter lows.
Yeah.
Yes. Like they talk about nothing else but Ouija Chapter 17 and shit, Darby O'Trill and stuff like that. So right. I don't post on Twitter much, but I do read a lot of the shit because that's where I kind of try to keep up on juggalo shit.
Yeah.
But I'm just so tired of seeing all these juggalos traveling to go to Juggalo Ohio.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot. It was kind of a big deal, man.
There is a matter of fact, while we're on this topic, someone did send me some video of Juggalo Ohio, a performance. I'm not sure who the artist is, but we have that on Instagram.
Oh, great.
If you want to pull that up.
Absolutely.
It's just somebody that was performing there, and we wanted to get kind of a taste of what it was like to be there, because I'm a little interested. I'm not going to lie. I wanted to see what it was like.
You wanted to see what it was like?
Yeah, of course I'm not going to go, but I kind of, now that it's over, to see it. The last one, or no, up one, sorry. Yeah, yeah.
This one?
Yeah, so okay. We'll check this out.
This is a footage. Vince, you want stuff, huh? Thanks, Gage.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why it's so loud. I'm sorry. I turned it down.
Gage said, get your...
Well, that helps because it shocks the shit out of us. It's worth their money.
Get you
scaring the shit out of
us. Venti Frappuccino.
Finally, a way that you guys control us.
You got to read what he said.
Oh, yeah. Gage, he said, get you a Venti Frappuccino with extra jean cream.
Frappuccino. Hell yeah.
It didn't put my message. I put Keezy Licks Ball Sack. So apparently if you put anything like lewd, it's probably going to cut your message.
Did it show Gage's message on here?
I think it did. Yeah, it did underneath.
Nice.
Like, in little letters. All right. Yeah, it didn't show my message, but that's because I put Keezy Licks Ball
Sack. We're learning, guys.
We'll workshop
it. So watch out with the language. Maybe edit it. You know, like put B-A-W-L. S-A-X maybe.
Yeah. I don't
all
know.
Right, so
thanks, Gage. You're a real one. All right.
Yeah.
So
we're gonna watch.
This is actual footage from Juggalo Ohio.
Yeah. Go ahead and see. Yeah.
Wow.
That looks like a blast.
That actually looks dope, dude.
Hold on. At the beginning,
sorry. I should have refreshed it. Yeah. Here, I'll refresh.
I mean, but yeah, that's. It looks really good.
Here.
Oh wait. Hold on. Are we sure? Just because it says it's in Estonia.
I don't believe that. That's fake news.
Don't worry about that.
Okay.
But yeah, so I don't know who this was, but who?
I think this is Chapo.
Is this Chapo? Yeah. Is this why he got booed off?
I think this is Chapo.
I think this shit's kind of fresh.
Yeah, I would go to see this.
I actually would watch this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd go.
Yeah. Oh, shit. This is getting real.
Wow.
Fun. Honestly, bro, like.
I'm going through different emotions.
Yeah.
You humping it?
What the fuck is he doing?
I don't know, but it is fresh.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
How long is this?
I've been at the King of Clubs. What part of the King of Clubs is this? I've never seen this part.
I think that was the, the VIP area.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't go up there. So that's true. Okay.
That looked cool, though. That looked cool.
Wow, man.
I do hear Chapo got booed off stage and got in a little kerbopple, a little scrap while he was on stage. Yeah, I guess he was slipping up. Juggalos did their juggalo thing, started booing him and throwing stuff at him, which he then took the opportunity to like talk shit and ended up getting in a kerbopple,
a kerfuffle.
Is that the word I'm looking at? A kerfuffle. We could call it whatever. He got in a little tussle,
a tussle. Yeah.
Yeah. A little, wrangling rodeo.
Yeah. So
I did have a video saved that shows the
fight
thing. Fight.
Just for anybody.
Fight, yeah.
For anybody who doesn't know what happens when you go to a juggalo event and you're not liked and you further it by calling out the crowd, this is what happens. This is what tends to happen.
If somebody has a better view of this, by the way, please let us know. Call in. I mean, whatever.
Yeah, but if you were there and you actually experienced this, like, and you've got something to add, absolutely, please call in. We'd love to have you on the show to set us straight, because we're kind of going. We weren't able to get tickets sold out. I mean, it was a big ass event. Both nights sold out. I was not expecting that. Just keep it real. I thought I was going to be able to buy tickets. I know next year, though.
I was trying to find the call-in text. I don't know what happened to it.
Hopefully next year they'll get more acts. Hopefully they'll learn from this Chapo thing. Hopefully Ouija will, that we don't give a fuck about anything that's not in already in our Juggalo world. Like, stop trying to bring in these goofs and just give us a Juggalo bill, bro.
Yeah.
Clockwork should have been there.
Clockwork.
Like, that's silly. You know what I mean? We could have had SFFTG. Like, I mean, there's young people. And I mean, it's just weird because, like, you... Ouija already covers the base of like the vibe rap.
I think Funtime guys are probably already blackballed from everything because they were just at Twisted Show.
That's fair.
So you don't think we'll see them at the gathering?
I doubt it.
Yeah. Usually, really? Once you start dealing with Twisted, you're kind of blackballed, bro.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's just how Jay rolls, bro. It's that Southwest Detroit gang mentality, pretty much. I mean, loyalty is number one to him. Loyalty is divine. Loyalty is, you know. Loyalty is divine. Loyalty
yeah, what is divine. That? The fuck is that?
They're all pieces of shit. Their song Loyalty.
Their song Loyalty.
Oh, yeah. Do you just tune out his voice, man? Every time he plays a drop, like, you just, like, barrel over it.
Gamers?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Fucking scumbags.
I love it. All right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just want to move on. It's just like,
all right, so Juggalo Ohio, here we go. This is the clip I seen. So if you have any other extra info though, please call in or whatever.
Absolutely. We got the number on the screen. Do you think?
All right, here we go.
Yeah, call in, let us know. We'll if you were happy to talk to you.
If you were there.
So this is the clip I saw.
Yep, so they're doing the booze and everything. All right, so homeboy, one dude walks up. See guy right there. He tries to get the mic. He's like, all right, man, show's over. He ignores him, holds on to the mic anyway. And this dude comes and grabs it and throws him against the wall. He's like, nah, I'm getting that mic. Exactly. Thank you for that. Great, well-timed. I'm getting that mic. And then at this point, it just turns into, wrong place, Chapo, bro. Like, luckily, the cops ran out because that could have gotten dirty real fast, man. If, like, Juggalo... You already see that Juggalo jump on stage. He's ready to go already.
So, yeah, it's hard telling, like, what happened. Like, here, let me go back to the beginning just so you can see.
Who was the one that threw him against the wall? Was that security?
So
it looked like a dude that ran back. Say, because you'll see the dude in number two is the first one who tries to rein it in. Like, he's on stage, like... I think he realizes right here, all right, it's done. So he tries to get the mic. He's like, all right, man, let's wrap it up. This other guy came off of the side. So he was somebody backstage. He came.
Like, just grabbed him.
Yeah, he comes up, grabs the mic, and slams him against the wall. Like, nah, you're getting the fuck off stage.
I mean, he could.
Yeah, that's when that shit.
I wonder if he's like a sound guy or he works with one of the, road crew or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's Chapo for you.
Yeah.
These are the kind of guys they're trying to integrate into the Juggalo universe.
It says Gage told us in the comments that Clockwork and Whipstick were still there in the crowd.
No, nice.
Good shit.
Well, that's good. They're Juggalos. I'm sure that's cool. They support and everything. But I think they, as far as working with Psychopathic, I think they're probably just, they've done like, you know, fuck that up. Yeah.
Yeah. I would love to see them at these events, man. And I would love to see a more Juggalo bill. I think a lot of these people just are on here because they're like that trap, that underground kind of like trap scene. And it's like, Ouija, bro, you're doing that. Like, you're the Juggalo trapper. Like, stop bringing in these clowns. Like, you rule that roost.
Yeah.
Bring in acts that complement your sound, not ones that, you know, are in that same exact genre. Like, I like Ouija because it's chanting
family. Yeah. Why are people chanting family? I don't get it.
Probably letting the one dude know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got your
like, don't, yeah. like, yeah. don't, yeah, maybe.
Don't do nothing fault. Yeah, like, okay. Letting them know you've got 400 or 500 people, you know, however many people's out in the audience, probably like 1,000 that are willing to jump up on stage and beat the shit out of you. Don't do it. Like, be smart. That's what
intriguing.
That's what I think family meant in this scenario is be smart, be smart, be smart.
Yeah, I mean, he looked like he was asking for that.
No, he was. He was talking from all the accounts that I read. He was talking. He was fucking up every song. Like, he could barely get through a song and remember his own lyrics. Yeah. Then, like, when everyone started, they gave him a chance. Everybody like gave him like four songs or something, and then they started booing which is what juggalos do if you suck, sorry. And then that's the time when you get off stage or you save the performance. And he didn't do either. So someone running the show who was smarter than him realized, like, yo, juggalos don't fuck around. They're getting more amped up. We need to get you off the stage. This is, it's a wrap. They've seen the point of no return for juggalos. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And as a juggalo, you can kind of see that point too, where you're like, ah, they're done, you know? But there's not many who have gotten to that point. Usually people hit the riffraff's point, or you know what I mean? And they're like, all right, I'm out, you know? Or like Redman, Method Man, they left the stage early. Other people try to take the Tila Tequila route and they get fucked up. That's him, you know, him here. It's not always right, you know? It's not always right, but at the same time, that's just the reality of it.
Yeah, I mean,
I heard
you still got to train people to perform in front of juggalo crowds.
Oh, okay. The number two was Ouija's manager. Wasn't it? Okay. And the other guy's definitely a bouncer. Okay. So maybe a bouncer was the one who threw him against the wall, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Ouija? Wait, somebody manages Ouija?
Yeah, of course. Oh, wait. No. Wait, or is that Kevin Mack?
I don't know who you just said. Kevin Mack manager. Who the fuck is Kevin Mack? Like, I don't know who these strangers are.
He got tired. All right, anyway. But another thing that I read, somebody got roofied.
Oh yeah, I did read that.
What the hell's going on there? Like some dude got roofied in his drink, like passed the fuck out and like had to go to the hospital and all kinds of shit.
That's what I read.
Yeah, dude. That's gnarly, bro. Like, look, we always got to remember as juggalos, man, no matter what, like when you're turning up drug culture, whatever you're doing, keep first and foremost in your mind that we're juggalos.
Now, are we
this banner?
Are we assuming it was a dude? I mean, how do we know it looked like a dude? Maybe he or she looked like a girl and.
No, I mean, the dude who posted, I'm pretty sure it was a dude. I don't know them personally.
You just don't know these days. You can't assume, Chris.
No, you're right. Absolutely. You're right. That maybe they're a different gender that I don't know about. But yeah, I'm saying in this situation, I'm pretty sure it was a dude that got roofied, not a female. But
the thing I read the guy's tweet, he said, somebody put something in my drink. I went to urgent care. They told me that I'm okay. I still feel kind of weird. Like I retweeted it and I said, I didn't see no shit like this happen in New Year's Evil.
Oh, no. He said Kevin is Ouija Max manager. Anyway, sorry. Yeah. That's crazy as fuck, though. Like, someone's gotten roofied? What the fuck?
Yeah, what?
There,
what is that? What kind of what kind of weird fucking energy is that to be? I don't know.
It's not juggalo shit. That right there, I think the very first foremost thing you got to think, man, is like, even though the family era is gone, it's never coming back. That feeling of magical unity and all that, just, you know, it's not going to come back. But still, we're juggalos. We're under this banner. We got to look out for each
other. What's weird is like, no, these juggalos are feeling that. The juggalos that are hype for Juggalo Ohio, the ones that are on Twitter traveling and posting their adventures, going to Juggalo Ohio as if it's the gathering, they're getting that feeling.
No,
the difference is they're a drug culture Gen Z crowd, you know? We were... Ooh, weed and alcohol, I mean, gen millennial crowd, you know?
Oh yeah, that's fair. We didn't have as many. No, I don't know. We still.
I mean, I'm
cocaine.
Just keeping it real, y'all. Yeah, that's what I saw at New Year's Evil. The same exact venue. Keep it Keebler. Absolutely, the same exact venue 2 weeks prior, hosting different juggalos. That's what I saw. You know, that's the kind of.
It was more of a family.
It was much more chill. Just. No one was like acting out at fucking New Year's Evil.
So I would imagine this venue now is probably, they're probably going to be hesitant to host this.
I don't know. I mean,
wouldn't you think?
I mean, no, you got to think with rap concerts, a lot more than you would think. If shit ain't happening on the stage or shit happening in the crowds, rap concerts in general are usually pretty.
They were ready for this because I was reading some of the stuff that the venue was posting. They were like, ready for it. They were like,
well, that was after night one because like apparently they said there was a bunch of graffiti smoking inside, like just wild shit going on inside, and the venue said basically, you do this shit, we're throwing you fuck out.
See, this is a new good venue we have here in Columbus. Like, you guys are gonna fuck it up.
It rules. Like, I really hope, like, I would love to see ICP there. Like, that would be amazing.
They're gonna fuck it up. I think you're not gonna have Juggalo Ohio here. if you keep doing that to this venue. Yeah. You're going to have to find somewhere else, some other shitty venue that's not going to care, but it's not going to be as good as this venue.
They said that people, I seen a post from King of Clubs that said like, we had to kick out some shitheads for vandalizing last night. We will ban you, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, like, was, you know, like, come the fuck on, y'all. Like, that's the kind of shit, though, you get, you know, when you're hosting these kind of acts, you know?
No, period.
Keeping it real.
I mean, Juggalo, Juggalo events in general. Think of when they came to Nelson Ledges. Mm-hmm. They came Nelson Ledges one time, and literally they were like, never again, because of like pollution, like environmental, like...
No, they came twice.
It was three times.
Was it three times? Yeah.
It was 3 years in a row. Yeah, those were like some of the best years.
But then they kicked us out.
The community, but I know for a fact the community like...
No, they hated us.
Hated it and like... protested it because of the effects on the environment from like waste, like people throwing like cans and rivers, or not rivers but like lakes and shit, and like the pollution and all that that would get, even though they did a great job cleaning up afterwards, all the shit that kind of would be strayed out, the community got it basically, and so now Nelson Ledges is out of the fucking running.
Well, I've been to Nelson Ledges many times outside of just gathering festivals. It's no different for other festivals.
Really?
It's no different. I've been there for rock festivals. It's just as trashy and shit like that. It really just comes down to, I think, size. The gathering got too big for it to be held there.
You really think so? I mean, it would probably be the right size.
Yeah. Yeah. But they were going to go back there because they have expanded. It's a lot bigger now.
Word.
So they have expanded. And remember, before the pandemic, they were going to go back to Nelson Ledges.
Yep. The next one before COVID was going to be at Nelson Ledges. Yeah.
I would fucking love that, dude.
Yeah.
I would fucking love to. I don't have a problem with Legend Valley because noticed, you know, we talked about this a little bit as friends.
I'd like to keep it there. Please don't bring the Juggalo Ohio energy to there and expand it at the fucking gathering because then they're going to kick it out, and it's a last resort for ICP to have this venue. They've tried to go out west. Nobody wants to host the gathering.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to. So, like, this might be one of the last spots in the fucking country that'll let this happen. I'm sure something else will pop up and they'll move it eventually. But, like...
Well, you have to look... I see a lot of people, like, were in the comments when it got announced that the gathering was going to be in Thornville, Legend Valley again this year. A lot of people were like, give us a new venue. This shit's tired,
but
man.
They
we're
said
tired
this.
Of going. But, like, what you have to realize...
They
is,
said
like,
this 2 years ago, that this will be the indefinite spot for the gathering for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
Like, that you should also... You should have realized that.
And, well, and the thing you have to realize, guys, is, like... All of their equipment, all of the shit they rent, all of their stage shit, all their crew, all their peoples, all that shit comes from Detroit, right? So if you're doing it somewhere out west, you've got to get all those semis carrying shit, all those buses, all that shit, all the way across the country, because you can't put that shit on planes.
Which raises the price of the gathering.
Exactly. So then, unless you guys want to pay $300 for a ticket, you know what I mean? Because they still got to make their money back. They're not where they were in the FAM era. In the FAM era, shit was a lot different. They were making money hand over foot. They had all these acts that was making money. Like, it was raining money for Psychopathic at that time, pretty much. When back in the day, your autograph tents were fucking free. Yeah. Everything was free. It was included in the cost. Now you got to pay for a separate meet and greet because they need that extra cash to make it worth their while.
Well, I don't want to interrupt you, but the Shaggy actually said that last year was the first year they actually made profit from a gathering, the entire history of the gathering.
Jay said in his podcast they made $5,000.
Yes.
That after it was all said and done, Jump Steady turned to Jay and was like, "We made $5,000."
So they've always not gone into debt, but they didn't make anything off the gatherings. They basically just broke even or lost most of the gatherings' existence.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, but they were making money other ways back then. You're right on that.
I do think that Juggalo. I will say this though. I think that Juggalo Ohio, and I'm not saying this on. Like, I'm just keeping it factual. I think the Juggalo Ohio should be changed to a different name, and it should be held on the West Coast because we have Juggalo Weekend, which is kind of like your South. You know, that's in Texas. You've got the Gathering, which is like your Northeast Midwest type area, and then if you had Ouija's event in the Northwest, really where most of his fans are from, I think that would, you know what I mean? That would make a lot more sense. Have it in fucking like South. You can't tell me in South Dakota you can't find a dope ass area for cheap as fuck. Nothing's out there. You know what I mean? Like, do it in South Dakota or something, or like, I don't know. I just think that would make the most sense, because that way, no matter where you were in the U.S., you would have a decently close place that you could go gather.
Plus, he reps Las Vegas. Why not, like, have some?
Yeah,
I don't think it has to do with that.
Vegas,
I'm sure, costs a shitload of money. But, yeah, do it outside of
Vegas. I think he knows where his fans are. And, like, I mean, to be real, Ohio has probably the majority of fucking Ouija fans.
You think so?
I would think so, yeah.
I don't agree.
Well, like, I mean, let me Google. Per capita, where's the most pill heads?
Oh, stop, bro. That's like, what, West Virginia?
No.
There ain't no fucking fucking C-17. There's like 10 C-17ers in fucking West Virginia, bro.
I'm thinking it's localized because a lot of Juggalos are from Ohio. Dude, a large part of Juggalo
fan base. You're looking at the country, no duh, United States wins.
Yeah, no shit.
Come on, like.
But you got to think, Ouija's first performance was in Ohio.
You're fucking ridiculous.
Ouija's first performance with ICP was in Ohio.
Yeah.
His first, I mean, he's built a fan base here, a large fan base in Ohio. So to me, this is the spot he wants to be to draw people. I don't think he would draw as much if he went out west.
Yeah. I disagree. He had built, I mean, the whole thing that got him noticed from Psychopathic was his movement that he did out west. All of his alliances, like Golden BSP, Easy Mac, yeah, like all these dudes are all
now.
West Coasters.
But it's way bigger now than that. Like, I don't know. I could be wrong, but I honestly think that's why he's here.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I just... The only thing that I wish Legend Valley had, I would be so happy with Legend Valley forever. If they just had a little more fucking shade, just plant some fucking trees, Legend Valley.
Plant
please,
trees.
Just plant some fucking trees along those
paths. And genetically modify them so they grow in like
yes.
3 months.
Yes, yes, exactly. Like, that's all I want you to do. I just want you to plant some trees and get them to grow abnormally fast so that there's shade when I get to the gathering.
Just Chris, they have dinosaurs there. Just hang out on one under one of the dino asses.
You can put umbrellas along the pathway. I don't give a fuck. Just some way that we have shade. I was legit considering, like, this upcoming year getting one of those umbrella hats. And like just wearing that bitch, you know what I mean? Just to shade.
Go
myself.
To the battle in that. That'd be
I'm
great.
A fat boy, bro. It is rough. You gotta be dedicated, dog.
Just like, hire like some sexy chicks to like four of them hold like a canopy.
Boom. Yeah. Go.
Boom,
for
boom,
sure.
Boom,
yeah. Hire a security guard, you know, like to protect me against my ops.
Your ops, bro. Your ops and out, man. Come on.
You do have some ops.
Yeah.
Considering
yeah,
you're the reigning defending champion
Nick
of the
Nasty's game. Coming for my throat, man. I never thought I would say that sentence, but it's good. It's
He's
a good
coming.
Sentence.
You better be ready.
I'm fucking ready, bro. I'm so happy. That's like, I'm telling you, like we were talking about this before the show. Like my favorite gathering of all time was my second gathering, and that was 2003, Crystal Forest. Fucking brilliant. Man, I love that gathering. I have a book full of memories from that one gathering. This will be my second
fresh.
Gathering. Hell yeah. This will be my second gathering coming back into the fold. You know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking this is going to be the magic one. This is going to be my favorite of this second batch. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
Right before the sixth, you know, let's get some news on the sixth, man. Oh, moving on though. Have you guys heard the new Lardy B single?
Oh,
No, we
let's
did
check
not.
That out.
Yeah, we got to check that out. It's pretty fucking dope.
What's it called?
My Hatchet.
Now, I do have to ask this. Lardy B was at Juggalo Ohio, right?
She was, yeah.
Was she okay? Was she protected?
She did good, yeah. She
was she
fine.
Okay with Chapo? Chapo didn't try to do anything to Lardy B?
Nah, hell nah, bro. Okay. Juggalo's got Lardy. Like, cool. Lardy's becoming a favorite. In the
I just want to make sure she's safe.
I think this shit is, like, legit. Like, my axe, you know, my axe is my buddy, but for Juggalettes. Me and my hatchet. Me and her go ratchet. Already know I'm a fagel squirter. Put it deep in the pussy, that's murder.
That she was probably the best rapper of the night there.
She's going hard, bro.
Same.
What up, DJ Slug?
See, this is just like a Juggalette version of my axe.
Yes,
it even has that kind of chop.
I love how she's like leaning so hard into the Juggalo.
Oh yeah, I mean, I think it's just the embracing that she's getting from it.
Yeah,
because she's a parody artist, so it's like she hit on stage and people kind of laugh.
Yeah,
but Juggalos are kind of feeling her for her shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hope she keeps making like. I hope she stops doing parodies and just keeps doing like real shit.
I mean, this song's pretty fire.
Oh, it is. That's what I'm saying.
I'll put this on the playlist.
It's a Juggalo classic, man. I'm telling you, this is a Juggalo classic. Even though she ain't signed to the label or not, just a Juggalo. People are pushing Ouija to do that. They're saying sign Lordy to the
end. No, it's a chapter 17.
Yeah. Don't do that. Yeah, I hope that doesn't happen. Yeah. I just want her to be like a Cottonmouth Kings type thing where she's like a good friend to the label. You're welcome to every fucking event. Like, you're part of the family, but you're still doing your thing. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I think she's got the possibility to be like really
like psychopathic.
Like, she's got a like main stage, like, you know, opening for ICP main stage type shit. If she keeps putting out bangers like that, oh yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm like, I mean, that shit fucking rules.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. That's what I'm saying.
I'm so into that.
Yeah, that's it was a really fucking dope track. I think she's fitting really well with the Juggalo world. She was stoked because, like, you know, she had her tweets where she was talking about the gathering last year when she got invited. And, you know, they finally gave her a time and it was 3 a.m. And she's like, oh, what the fuck? Like, no one's even going to be there. And then she shows up and it's like a giant crowd. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think she realized the gathering is pretty much 24 hours. You know what I mean? Yeah. The dead hours are like 3 a.m. to like 10 a.m. You know what I mean? It's like dead hours. That's when everyone's sleeping off the night before,
pretty much.
But yeah
that's fucking good, man.
Since then, like, man, she's been in. And, you know, I don't want to be braggadocious here, but, you know, I am happy that I got hip to her before she was embraced by the whole Juggalo.
You're an OG.
I'm an OG Lardy guy, man.
You're OG, you know? Lardy,
granted, not for her rap, but for her you know, thick sexiness.
You got hip to her and you got to her hip.
Yeah, I did. I actually did get to her hip. Mm-hmm. I got to, you know, get my photo.
You got some
hip.
You got some copped a little hip.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Cheers for Lardy, man. Keep on rolling. Keep on doing your thing. SFFTG dropped another album.
Yes, they did. That's big news. Big news in the Juggalo world last
Seems
week.
To be doing
They're
really good.
Bigger and bigger. Yeah. I think every album they get better and better.
Do you think it was just coincidence that it dropped the same day as the new Ouija?
That is a good question. Also, another gigantic
new Ouija
album.
Drop.
Yes,
new Ouija came out last week. You didn't know that?
Mm-mm. It's a very different. It's a very different
album. That's what kind of fucking Juggalo show this is.
No clue.
Didn't even know Ouija came out. Good. No, yeah. Good.
I did.
Consider
I
yourself
did.
Lucky.
Did he drop it at Juggalo Ohio?
Yeah, I think that was the idea.
It was like, yeah, was get it
right
out.
Before, right before, yeah.
Right before, yeah.
Yeah, before Juggalo Ohio for sure. But yeah, I mean it.
Stop it.
It was. I mean, it's like the 808s and heartbreak of the Juggalo world.
That's such a weird.
Isn't that?
It's a weird comparison, but it works, bro. Because that's every time I listen to it, it's kind of the same way.
Isn't that every album he puts out?
Nah. It's like when I first listened to Kanye, like, you know, College Dropout and all that shit. He's rapping, and then he came out 808s and heartbreak, and he's like singing. But then you listen to it, and you're like, okay, I'm feeling this shit. And that's exactly how the new Ouija album is, man.
I'll see if you had a new video.
I didn't like Sorcerer Stone. I still stand by that. I don't know what it is about that song.
I already did.
Maybe it's the background. Like, I don't know.
Dude, I'll say this. DC Fago guy, our friend.
Yes.
He said it was pretty good.
DC Fago guy. Yeah.
I know.
See, and what I love about the album, though, is like the people who don't really like Ouija loved the album.
Ooh, yeah.
And the people who like Ouija, most of them were like, nah, not my album.
So he did a Halls of Illusion.
As we see, hey, Stevie went in the comments. I'm a big Ouija stan, but I didn't vibe with it much. You know, and I see that with a lot of Ouija fans. They just say like, yeah, this wasn't the album for me. Because, yeah, it's just like, it has like sing-songy type shit to kind of like bass hit 808 type shit.
Well, I'm gonna reboot the camera real quick.
What are you doing?
Oh God.
Okay.
Yeesh.
I just want to stare at that.
Number one, I gotta look at that miserable fucking picture and listen to this at the same time. God.
Oh man. That picture is like
it's fucking gut wrenching.
Yeah, yeah. It's not gut wrenching. It's just unsettling. But I think that's the whole point, bro. He puts up those flyers saying, if you have seen this man in your dreams, I hope I don't see that in my
Yeah, but you can see where it was just like brushed, like a stretch brush that like made the fucking, it looks stupid as fuck.
I don't, you know, it's off-putting.
It's a dumb Photoshop is what it is. Doesn't, I mean, it just looks dumb.
Oh, man.
It could have been better, maybe more unsettling than I would have gave it its due, but that's, I can see the fucking shitty stretch brush that he used to make the fucking smile.
Bro.
It's dumb.
Bro, it's just a quick, it's an infographic. I don't even know the word for that. I'm trying to defend
this,
it.
Is
but
this
it is
all it is?
Yes, this is that song.
Yeah.
This is that song. Yes, Carver. This is that song, Carver.
He didn't rap any of the verses I didn't hear.
No, there's not many verses. It's like him singing. he's not on here going, you know, rapping. It's like a different
album. Why would you sing
album.
That? Why would you, like, you, oh my God.
It's like a concept album, brother.
I don't get it.
Not all the songs are like that.
No, not all.
Guys,
no,
yeah, I just realized I'm old. That's and just I a don't
melodic.
Get it.
No, that was just like a melodic. That was just one track.
No, I get it. He let me sing something and pick something everybody knows so everybody can, we'll listen to it.
It was, yeah, I get it.
Because if you're singing really. Something that nobody knows, nobody's going to give a fuck.
Didn't help. Dude, all his shit is stuff that people don't know. He writes new material, but they give shout outs to the Juggalo culture because that's part of like their shit, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
But if he went on there and said, "Hi, I had a pyramid bitch by my side, and I got a chick riding by my side with the ride," like no one would give a fuck about that.
I love that song. Keep going.
That is like
when
a,
I get the ketchup.
What do you mean no one would give a shit?
On the bottom,
they would
I
give a shit.
I get a little syrup, but
dude,
I never.
They don't
got
care.
It, so
they
I
don't care
it.
What he's saying.
I got a side chick on my side in my ride, in my ride. Got a side chick on my side in my ride, in my ride.
When I wash my clothes, I use Tide, I use Tide.
Y'all like that shit?
It's
like, I'm sorry. Like,
listen,
I
never bad, never bad, never bad.
I tweeted this last week. I said, you don't have to love everything your people put out.
No, factual. But see, that's what I'm saying. Like,
it's okay, y'all. Like, this shit, we all know it's bad. You can say it's bad.
No, this isn't. I really.
You could say, yeah,
this
that
song
one,
is bad.
Was, you
yeah,
could say
this
that one was
whack.
A miss.
You're not going to be be cursed out of the Ouija cult
yeah,
if you say
okay.
You don't
yeah, this
like
this song
something.
Is whack, but I'm saying the album as a whole is a good album. This is.
Whatever, dude.
It's different. All right. You don't have to dig it. But anyway, yes, the SFFTG album is dope as fuck.
Yeah.
I just wanted to bring that out. And then we got onto this.
SFTG. So I listened to the whole album. I listened to it.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
You did. And that's surprising for you because I know you're not the biggest fan of them at all the time. You know.
From what I've heard of it, I thought it sounded pretty good.
Yeah. We could talk about it right now.
They step up a little.
We could talk about it right now, or we could just make it next week's episode.
Let's do that.
Let's do it. Next week's episode, we're going to talk about the Super Famous Fun Time Guys album.
Yep.
Thank you. It's happening.
Yep.
We're doing it.
So, I mean, obviously, I think that was the biggest release Juggalo-wise, like this last week, but the Fire and Lead album came out, I think the prior week, but I had just got hip to it. So I was like,
I didn't really know shit about Fire and Lead, honestly.
Well, before we get into that, there was a couple of releases in the past couple of weeks that ICP put out that I wanted to go over.
Yeah, yes. That's right. You were using your detective. You put your detective hat on, Carver.
So I did want to go into this that they released Terror Wheel and Beverly Kills.
Let me do the zoom. Hold on. There you go.
Yeah. So we got Beverly Kills.
Yes.
That was a new release. I don't know what they build this as, a remaster or just a re-release, but
so they had different 90210 faces on the CD covers, didn't they?
I believe
I
remember
think it was like all the members or
I
was
never,
it just two males?
I never knew they had different ones. He just told me today that they had different ones.
I remember seeing two years and
I know
years
for
ago.
A fact they have him and then they have the Luke one, the other guy.
Well, this I think is a new one. I've never seen
I've
this
never
one.
Seen that in my life.
Yeah, no, that's a new one. The other one was the other dude, like
but
Luke or something.
Yeah, I had that one.
I could have swore I saw one that had the dark haired girl from 90210. Mm.
Yeah, I don't know if
Brenda, whatever her name was.
I don't know if I've seen that. I do know that, it's been two. So this is like a different 90210 member.
But I picked this up. And let's not forget that they actually re-released Carnival.
Yeah.
Last year. In digipack form.
Yeah, that looks good.
It is. I'm not huge on digipacks, but I do love cohesiveness. Yeah. So if they're going to keep doing it, I hope they keep releasing them in those same kind of packs, because that's pretty dope.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's not forget, as far as re-releasing their classic old shit, they did re-release Dog Beats as well. Remember that? That was like 2 years ago, I believe they did that at the gathering. Right. I can't remember.
And that blew my mind. I don't think we ever talked about it. I just found out today that has Ask You Something at the end.
Yeah, it has an extra track and a different cover from the original.
Yeah. Dog.
I think this was the original they were going to use.
Yeah.
So they went back to this and used it. But so let's go through it. Dog Beats, Carnival, Beverly Kills. Now, they did release a tape alongside of that Carnival release.
Mr. Green said it's Kelly on the vinyl.
Oh, Kelly on the vinyl.
So it is Kelly on the vinyl. That's where you saw it.
That must be.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry.
So they released the tape along with the Carnival release. Now, my question is, why didn't they release a tape with the Terror Wheel and the Beverly Kills?
Hmm.
And another question I have is, where's Ringmaster? If we're going down the line from Dog Beats to Carnival and up the line, where's Ringmaster at?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So
is there a reason for Ringmaster being skipped over, or
I want why? Yeah, they went straight to Beverly Kills and Terror Wheel, no Ringmaster.
You know, I'm looking at those, like, I really would not be surprised at all if they're just doing this like off the books, like we're pressing our own, like send our own files ourselves, press them up, and so we can sell them through our shop.
I'm wondering if that's it too.
I would bet money that's what they're fucking doing.
You're saying almost like some illegal shit. So the labels that have rights to these albums have zero hand in it.
Correct. Now, Ringmasters, these are their EPs. I don't know how much rights these are spread out, but I know Ringmaster might be owned by Def Jam.
How are they going to find out? None of these acts give a fuck about ICP anymore.
Not to mention, they've been selling Rida's and Rida's albums for, you know, two decades.
Yeah.
You know, with no repercussions.
Yeah, so I'm wondering what... So we got all these. Where's Ringmaster? Why didn't that come out? I'm kind of pissed about that. We didn't get a Digibook reissue, remaster that. And the tapes. I was going to buy every fucking... If they released an album and a tape with every... I was going to buy both of them.
Yeah.
As they released them.
Collectors, yeah.
Solid Psycho might have made a good point. He said, didn't Ringmaster come out in 94? So he's implying that it's an anniversary thing. Beverly Kills and Terror Wheel didn't come out the same year, though.
No, Terror Wheel came out in 94.
Yeah. Terror Wheel was 94.
Terror Wheel was right before it.
Terror Wheel was 94. I mean, so yeah, they really, and by the way, they released these at the same time, so...
Yeah.
But yeah, no, you could be right. That could be the answer that I'm looking for, is that they're waiting for the anniversary for Ringmaster or something.
That's possible. Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe. Church.
And if they do, I hope they put out a tape with it, because I really want to.
And that'll be 94 also, right?
Yes.
So that would be this year then.
Yeah.
If they, I don't know when it officially came out. I'm not that big of a juggalo.
Maybe they were planning on doing something and they like got behind and they just re-released it all up until.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just love that they're still doing shit. Like we don't hear about it all. On the front lines, I was going to say behind the scenes, but in front of the scenes, we don't hear about it. They don't tell us they're doing these until they just drop them. Yeah. So that's kind of cool that they're still doing backlog shit. I love it.
Yeah, they got Dog Beats all the way up to Terror Wheel.
I mean, that's your bread and butter right there, y'all. Keep dropping cool shit like this. Please.
All right, we can take that camera off. And so what we did...
look at Carver's cock.
Look at that. Yeah.
I would love that.
Carver, you were kind of a little scientist, yeah?
Little scientist,
you were kind of a little scientist with this.
I got in the lab a little bit and put these albums in. Basically, I wanted to see what was done to them frequency wise, remaster wise, if the sound was changed at all. So we put them into a audio program, to check out the sound frequencies to see if they match up with each other. I put the original album and the re-release of each one of these that I just showed into the engineer.
This will kind of show you if, when you're buying the album, if you're actually getting an improved audio sound or if it's just a placebo effect.
Yeah.
Right.
So I would zoom out I would zoom out all the way and show the whole board first.
Okay.
If you can do that for me. The one on the right zooms it up and down. So this is the whole board. So the top two yellow ones are dog beats. The first one is the original. The second one is the re-release. Gotcha. The re-release has an extra song. Now you can zoom in on that and you can see that sound signature looks exactly the same, right, as the up and down one.
Right, yeah.
If they would have done anything to that sound-wise, it would have changed those signatures and they would not look the same.
They look like identical.
Identical. So you literally just have a copy from one sent over to the other.
Now, I don't think the Dog Beats was claimed that it was fixed up or anything. They just re-released it.
Yeah, I think it was just a re-release, not a remaster.
Now, when they
so that's fair.
Yeah, when they re-released Carnival in the Digibook form, I was hoping they were going to do some audio fixes to that, which this sounds pretty good. I'm not going to lie. Carnival still sounds pretty good, so it didn't need much anyway, so I don't think they really had to do it. But mixing-wise, it doesn't sound bad.
Right.
But if you can...
So that was Dog Beats. Here is Carnival.
Yeah.
Carnival is the exact same thing.
So basically what this is, it's two albums sitting on top of each other. The top one is the original. The bottom one is the pre-release.
It's in stereo. For those that don't know, too, looking at audio files, it's in stereo. So there's a left and a right, left and a right. That's why there's four instead of just two.
Yeah. So you can see those are exactly the same, too. They didn't do anything audio-wise to the Carnival Carnage re-release. Yeah,
they're identical. All right, other than one being slipped a little over.
Yeah, but.
Right.
But now, so let's go down to Terrorwheel and Beverly Kills. Boom.
You see a big difference.
Right there, you see a big difference. So.
Now that we're on to Terrorwheel, and this is Terrorwheel, right? This first set?
I think that's
Beverly
Hills. It's Beverly Hills.
So this first one is Beverly Hills, yes.
Yeah, that's the original. The top one is the original one. And if you look at the very bottom, the frequency going up and down, the dB or whatever, it's showing you.
See how much louder it is?
Much louder. Now, did they do any quality audio fixes, or did they just turn it up and compress it? That I'm not too sure. I really have to go into that or even ask whoever did this. But yeah, they did something.
But you can tell they took all of the lows and elevated them and took all the highs and kind of shrunk them down a bit.
Yeah, so that's usually what they do. Compression and shit like that. It'll elevate and shrink things and try to even everything out.
And it was the same thing.
If you go down further.
If you go down further, you actually have.
This is the Terrorwheel.
Terrorwheel. And Terrorwheel, you see just as much of a drastic difference.
But look how much different.
But I will say Terrorwheel, the signature act, the re-release of Terrorwheel actually looks a lot better than the re-release of Beverly Kills.
So the Beverly Kills one, as you see, like it had like it's like cutting off a lot of these.
To me, that's almost too much compression.
Yeah, I feel you.
You know what I mean? Like there was too many peaks or whatever they did. It probably you lose a little bit of clarity.
So as they turned it up,
these ones look more natural. And
that
smooth.
One you're going to get a more probably dynamic sound of what the original sounded like. It's just louder.
That's the one you want to put on your vinyl.
Yeah.
so what's your opinion then? I mean, I can't wait to listen to these and actually. I mean, I'll be honest. Like I won't be able to tell. Like the difference, they probably just are going to sound a little louder. I won't have to turn my volume up as much.
Yeah,
that's probably to me what I'm going
to
hear.
What I think they did is they probably just wanted to normalize it to what like modern day,
like standards.
Yeah, like a modern day volume is for like Spotify and shit now or whatever it is.
Because that's the thing with Spotify, if you have your equalizer on, it'll bring those songs up and other songs down. Yeah. But still, that's artificially turning it up.
He probably just ran it through an AI mixer.
Yeah, boom. That's all.
Maybe.
That was all their engineer did.
But either way, that answers that question. That
it's proof.
Those files were actually touched by something somewhere down the line.
So now you have proof that, yes, the remasters that are claimed to be remasters are actually remastered.
Something is done.
Re-releases are the exact same thing.
So it's just released again. Dog Beats at Carnival, no difference.
Yeah, so pay attention to that word. Anytime you got your remasters, we've proven they actually are remastering. And anytime that they just say it's a re-release, that's all you're getting.
And I'm assuming they didn't do that with Carnival because Carnival was recorded professionally and with a studio. They were working with like what was his name, Chuck Miller or whatever.
Yeah.
And then those sideshows, I'm wondering if ICP kind of like they had more of you know, they were handling it more themselves, and they just didn't have quite the clarity working with Chuck Miller and shit like that in a studio. So I don't know, but yeah, there it is. So there was that.
That's dope, man. Like, I'm glad you brought those over. Like, we ripped those files ourselves just to make sure. Like, we didn't just download them from online or whatever. We wanted to make sure, like,
we use our albums.
Yeah, these CDs are actually different. So that's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
If you want some, at least, at the very least, we can say louder copies of Beverly Kills and Terror Wheel.
Yeah, yeah.
You can buy them now at a second
audible, more audible.
Because they don't actually advertise them as remastered. Yeah. They're not being advertised as remastered or digitally altered at all. They're just like digipacks. You know,
that's, See, I thought they were actually being advertised as remasters. Okay.
No. So that Sharif asked if the island version of Carnival was remastered.
I do believe so. The island version of Carnival and Ringmaster, I do believe, were actually remastered.
We'll have to check those out. I've never, because
I think it billed it like on the sticker when you bought that album. It said digitally remastered or whatever the hell they used back then.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, so I think those actually did sound slightly better.
Okay, well, shit. Improvements over the years.
But it was only those two. Because Riddlebox, I don't think Island was sold. Build Riddlebox is that. They didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, nothing. It was just those two albums.
Interesting. Yeah. That's really cool, man. Well, I mean, I might pick those up now. That makes me more interested in them.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to go back and get them, especially the Ringmaster, since it has everything on there. The Carnival don't, but.
Yeah.
It's dope. Yeah, man. Have them ready to go on the CD.
No, dope. I'm gonna pick these up too. The Beverly Kills and Terror Wheel. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, if they're re-releasing all their old shit, I'm definitely getting that from the first deck.
Yeah, that's
but dope. I did want to ask a question. You did you just recently did an AI mock-up of the Joker's cards, and I wanted to bring light to that because I got a kick out of those.
Oh, you're talking about when I got high last night and and I thought to myself, you know, it'd be awesome. Potatoes as Joker's cards, and then we did the Joker's cards as potatoes, as spuds.
And I got a kick out of those. I was like, it's a change up from, like, you know, cartoons and comics and stuff, and we're actually we're moving into food groups, and I think this is pretty cool.
I mean, you know, forks up, forks down.
Yeah,
you
know? I mean,
you've got your tater box, you know.
the hat that potato's wearing is fucking adorable.
It is adorable.
I want that hat.
It's absolutely adorable. And you can store little things in.
I really like that with the
Google eyes. Just so you know that it's a man potato. The Jekyll Brothers.
That actually looks good.
It looks like a delicious. Yeah, like somebody
with the lemon and the pepper and shit.
Somebody said those actually look pretty delicious.
Yeah. I mean, just keeping it real, you know. And then the Wraith came out great. That's the world's smallest bird, maybe hummingbird or something.
And the fact that you got it to sit on a book is really fucking cool.
Awesome. Yeah. Have to have the book. The Wraith coming out of the book. Yeah.
Now you doing that actually inspired me.
Yeah,
I really, really was like, those are cool. I kind of just want to outdo them, see what I can do.
Oh, good shit, bro.
So somebody, you know, we always get videos. People send us of psychopathic artists that, you know, they just want to shine a light on them. So
right.
Go ahead and go to Instagram. Somebody sent me a video. Someone sent us a video, said, like, this was another performance at Juggle Ohio. I don't think it is. But I kind of get what they're doing.
Is it this?
Yeah. So they said this was one of the headliners at Juggle Ohio, like maybe even right before Ouija. I don't know, but I wasn't there. So I was really interested in this. But okay, I told the Juggalo, I was like, I've seen this person before. You can't get one over on me. I know who this is. This person was not at Juggle Ohio.
At first, I thought that was me. I was like, wait, is that me singing?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. I was like, that's my buddy, just Chris on the... No, but... Anyway, no. So we all get this. This is pure talent.
Yes.
Everybody loves this.
Oh, man.
So it did inspire me to make a mashup of Joker's cards.
I love one of the comments. Who the fuck keeps asking her out? Because she literally, like, I know that my girlfriend loves this, that chick. She's got, like, quite a few videos.
So you were inspired and you decided to make your own mashup.
Yeah.
You were making your own mashup.
I made a mashup of the I Got a Boyfriend
chick. Is this AI?
Yeah. It's AI did it all. Yeah. So I thought it, and I just,
bro, you can almost, it's scary how good AI is getting.
I know. I wanted to outdo the potato thing. I was like, what better thing to use?
It's super realistic.
Yeah. So.
Wow, man. That's so good.
Look how like realistic it is.
That's great.
Are you guys proud of me?
Yeah.
I'm really proud of you, dude. I think you're doing an amazing job.
Good job, buddy.
Thank you.
Good job, bud.
Thanks. Oh, yeah. This is awesome.
I'll print this one out and put it on the fridge.
Yeah. Let's do that. We'll put it on the fridge over there where we store our drinks.
Thank you, guys.
Good job, buddy.
Because I showed this to a couple other people and they were like, they didn't get it. They didn't quite get it.
Yeah, well, I do got to ask though.
Did you use PixArt?
No,
or, I'm sorry. What? Or I'm sorry. Use AI.
I used Bing.
I do gotta ask. Bing. Do you like? I mean, this does. Like the fact that you made this, like to me, implies that you might have a thing for her. Like you do know.
You do know
she's taken.
Right? I actually did ask her out.
You do know she's taken.
What?
Yeah,
bro. She has a boyfriend.
I know. But
she has a boyfriend.
I know. But would you not ask that out? How have you not already?
She looks like me, so I would.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow.
Thank you, Kissinger's thank Media. You, thank you. So, yeah.
Vinny thinks that they were very creative. So
that was cool, man.
Kiss my ass.
Well.
All right. Well, yeah, thanks. That was a good job. I'm proud of you, buddy. Keep on having AI make those.
So are you going to make the shirts for me like I asked about the...
Mm-hmm. Those?
Yeah, are you going to... Are we... Because I want to make a...
Mm-hmm.
I want to make a blanket, too, that we can hang up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Ah, boy.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Good job, guys.
All right. Did we have any other discussions before we get into the album?
No, let's get into the album.
I think we're just getting into the album, bro.
Fire and lead. This album has a lot of earworm shit, man. Sure. You know, like, where is going on? How come I can't go to it? Go. Oh,
go
I know what it
the
did.
Album.
It went to
on?
The song.
Yeah, don't go to the song.
I didn't mean to.
Scumbags.
It's embarrassing, dude. It's
scumbags.
You know, the road to hell is paved with...
Any album that starts with a southern preacher telling me how evil my soul is, I'm down for that album.
They ain't laughing now. They are remembering...
This got me hyped, though. I ain't gonna lie. This preacher was on fire, bro.
Oh, yeah, he's killing it.
I believe this preacher. Like, if I was in front of him, I would be like, yes, save me, please.
Yes.
I'm going to get saved because of you.
Right.
So I never heard of Jake Bulombo.
Yeah.
I'm assuming, I'm just looking at this.
That's just dope.
I don't know if he's doing the scratching and shit, but obviously he's the producer on this.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. I mean, he's in a few things, but yeah, it feels like the producer.
Have you heard of him before?
No, I have not.
I didn't know if he was somebody that had been like working with people before.
I could have sworn
I researched
I've heard the
him
name.
A little bit. I researched him. He's like an engineer.
Has he worked
maker
with anybody else
that we might know?
He's like a musical mastermind type.
Yeah, I started following him on Twitter, or he started following us once we posted. I followed him. Look, I was scrolling through his shit. He posts a lot of like good advice for musicians. Like,
so he produced this whole album.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, because
he's got a song called "A Jerk Who Makes Cringe Rap."
I'll say a lot of almost every beat on this album to me was fire.
Yes, yeah. Every beat is fire as fuck. I hope they like. I hope M&E keeps like working with this guy. I don't know if this is an M&E project. I think this seems like it's like off.
I feel like it's off the
off the grid.
Yeah, off the cuff.
They keep calling it Space Lab, so I think that's Palumbo's shit.
Yeah,
that's probably one of the appeals with M&E is they probably tell every artist, look, you're your own artist. You want to go do shit, you go do shit. The only thing you owe us for is your character under us.
Yeah.
But if you'll notice on this album, I don't see Lex wearing his trademark face paint.
Yeah, he's got a mask.
Yeah,
in the
he's
picture.
Got like a mask in the album cover. So, and normally with M&E, he has Lex the Hex Master. You know, he kind of has the face paint on and the whole getup.
He looks badass.
Yeah, I mean, he looks sick and everything, but yeah.
Yeah, that guitar and that opening shit was amazing.
That was kind of just like a hint that this might be a separate project, separate from M&E. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, you got to think, even Rhyme Sayers was that way. Like with Rhyme Sayers with Idea, when Idea went off and did like a lot of his side projects, they had nothing to do with that. He had to bring Face Candy even over to Rhyme Sayers. Christoph hated that fucking idea, but we know that from talking to him, because when you asked him, you were like, you asked Christoph something about Idea and Rhyme Sayers, and he was like, yeah, Rhyme Sayers is just all about business. They're not really about the personal side. No, so you kind of took from him that he was salty about his relationship with him a little bit.
Well, he probably doesn't own the Face Candy albums, which that sucks for him. You know, he's probably not making any money off of them either.
Yeah, and that's his shit.
So I really dropped the ball. I should have done my due diligence. Like after I'm like searching right now, I'm seeing like it looks like there's a there's a video for Swing the Katana, which we're definitely gonna watch. That was released 6 months ago.
Oh shit.
They've been working on this shit for a while. But I also saw it looked like there was a like a vlog situation. Like look.
It seems like they're doing the waterfall release.
Yes, you're right. I agree. Yeah. Look, they released a video for Galaxy Plague. We'll check that shit out too. But yeah, like I think they had a it looks like they had a like a vlog type of situation going. Like for this album. That's kind of cool. I'm going to look it up right now. See, if we were better podcasters, we would have already done known and watched that.
I mean, I like kind of figuring it all out on air sometimes. It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Because I will say that this was a surprise, man. This was a breath of fresh air.
Your YouTube's main screen was almost identical to mine.
Yeah.
We've been watching almost the same exact shit. That's funny.
But like to actually hear a good hip hop album.
Yeah, right.
You know,
they fucking murder. I mean, Lex can fucking rap. He's got kind of like a New York style. I think he's from New York. Yeah.
Yes.
Lex? Yeah, I was gonna say he's got a very fucking New York style, which I love. That's my favorite style of rap.
Me too.
Yeah, that's why I fucking love.
Yeah, look, you go to Jake or Space Lab Recordings. Look, he's got all these like vlogs and like the videos for this. Look, there's Lex right there talking about it and shit. I'm gonna watch all this shit. Yeah. Damn, I'm gonna check this out. Jake Palumbo on here talking.
Yeah, dude,
that's dope, man. We're gonna watch these videos too.
I can't say that word. Tell me what my soldiers. So I say soldiers.
Soldiers?
Yeah, soldiers or ninjas. Ninjas works real good too. Like, no, I'm like, I know I said in previous episodes that I'll say it with raps. I feel like that's only some songs. Because other times I'm like, other times I say ninjas. So I don't know.
I just say the word. Maybe it's the juggalo. Just say it, dude.
Well, it just depends. Depends on the song.
Just say it, man.
No.
As long as it's white people around, you're allowed to say it.
No, you either say it consecutively or you don't say it at all. That's the rules. If you can't say it in front you can't say it in front of a black person, you can't say it.
Never say it in front of a black person. You say it in front of only your white family.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't all white people get a hood pass when Obama was in office?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he announced that. He did a public address for that.
That was just one of his
addresses. Good evening, my fellow Americans.
I'm just asking.
I just wanted to say from now on.
We can all say, I don't want to get kicked off of YouTube.
You're right. You don't want the YouTube police to get us.
I like how they can police that. It's so funny.
What do you mean they?
YouTube. Who are you talking about? They.
YouTube.
Is that what you're calling them now? YouTubes? The YouTubes.
I didn't know you had that in you. All right, anyway.
I'm not a fan of Deck One Dell.
Thank you.
Who is?
Thank you. Perfect timing. Thank you. All right, anyway.
This song fucking rules, man. So you were saying this album was a breath of fresh air.
Like, yeah, it was for me. I mean, I know this kind of hip-hop is not everybody's cup of tea, but this is closer to the basics of hip-hop, which I love. I love the basics of hip-hop. I love, you know, beats and rhymes. Boom bap, all that shit scratching, and you know, to me, it takes me back.
Yeah,
they're killing it. They both kill it on this album.
Yeah, and I do believe that. Yeah, an MC and producer duo. You know what I mean? That classic lineup, all that shit. So, to where the producer is just as upfront as the MC is.
And what's cool is that Jake Palumbo does rap, but he's only on like maybe two or three songs, which is great. Like, I mean, and don't get me wrong, like I actually like his verses on here. I think he adds a cool like flavor to the song he's on for sure.
happy.
Oh, hey, thank you for subscribing. Thank
that's
you.
That's what's up. Whoop. So I think he does add, it definitely adds something as an MC also. So I do like that. But I like that he doesn't, he makes sure like this is about like shining the light on Lex though for the most part. He's letting him shine like a motherfucker.
But if you, but if you look at the title, Fire and Lead, Lex and Jake, like both build at the same height, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can't look like a project like this. You need both. Like both corners, like working in. Jake Palumbo is obviously mostly the engineer, but he's still going to rap on a few tracks. But like the engineering and the beats are his baby.
Yeah.
Lex is the better rapper, but at the same time, Lex is a fucking monster. You know what I mean? He just got like a monstrous New York flow. He's a barologist. Yeah, he's got a really good acrobatics.
Yeah, his flow's just nasty. I mean, you can't. I don't give a fuck.
You were letting me know he was. You said he was the first artist on MNE, wasn't he?
Yeah, I believe so.
First official artist. I mean, obviously, Blaze and Twisted are gonna they're packed. They do their thing, but like
that was the first one they announced. Like we're signing an artist. So you're Lex the Hexmaster. We're like, what?
Oh yeah, that's the shit, man.
I love how he switches up the flow on this one.
Right,
it's so fucking dope. Like, not enough rappers do that kind of shit. Like where they switch it up. ICP's always been great about it.
Yeah,
you know that's one thing that keeps them fresh and interesting. But it's nice when you hear other people do it. This song is like one of my favorite ones on here, man. I love this fucking song.
And that's what I always put with a good rapper. You have a bag of flows. You can change. You've been doing it long enough. You've practiced the craft long enough that you can do different types of flows.
Amen. Amen. For those wondering, we are now listening to Amen. This Lex the Hexmaster and Jake Palumbo, Fire and Lead.
Yeah, that's a two-bar melody. And see, he's ending his bar at that two mark, you know. Now, if you put that to another beat without that, it's going to not sound right. But either way, Palumbo, I mean, he not only do the flows change, but Palumbo has a bag of tricks with his beats. I mean, like, I heard so many different types of beats on this album.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's like, that's what's... I like that. That makes a producer interesting to me, is like, all their beats do sound, like, so unique and different, but they all still like go together. Like, you know, that's his shit.
You hear
their
signature.
Like, I mean, this is all I've heard from Jake Palumbo, but this hearing these beats made me interested to go find another project of his that he's worked on. You know?
This diverse enough.
Yeah. This album doesn't sound like it was just a bunch of different songs thrown together.
Yeah.
Right. Like, this reminds me of like almost like a Soul Position album, which was an MC producer type thing.
Yeah. That's a very good parallel.
Yeah. More of a darker edge.
With like Blueprint and RJD2.
And you know they were in the lab together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. You could tell like they worked together. It wasn't just, here's some beats I made, here's some lyrics for that. Yes. Like, you could tell just from the structure of the song that they were actually formulating this together.
You brought up Run the Jewels. Someone did.
Oh, yeah. I said this is like underground Juggalo Run the Jewels.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. That is a great comparison. I do also think, though, Run the Jewels is like Juggalo friendly. It's kind of in that world. They're just like very, very popular Juggalo friend. But, I feel you, like an underground Run the Jewels for sure.
Which in that group, they both rap kind of equally, but one is the main producer.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
I remember hearing this song in the car, and I was like, I bet this is Keezy's favorite hook. I don't think it is, but I remember, I knew you would love this hook. No,
I really love this song.
This is a good song, and the music to this is based off of like early's like rock and roll music,
just basic shit. I like how he's doing that.
Yeah, like soul. Yeah, like soul rock, like rockabilly soul rock type shit. Yeah,
I just love the melodic like way he like hops around the beat.
Yeah,
the all those instruments. This song, it's not
got a little saxophone in the background.
Yeah, this ain't my favorite song in the album, but this song is like my 2024 fucking anthem right now.
Yeah, this is a good one. This would be a good showstopper song.
Yeah, this would be a fun one live.
You can't hear this song and not feel good and like just happy. You know, it's a dope fucking song. I mean, I could see. I was playing the song in the car the other day. My kids got it, and like, I think my oldest, Alexis, she was like,
what is this? What is this like country bumpkin shit you're listening to? I was like, come on, man. Country
bumpkin.
Yeah. No matter what, you literally could play anything and they're going to be like, trash.
I played Gmo Ski and they thought, they think
everything's trash.
Yeah.
I know.
Which everything. And that's what's funny is if you played one of their favorite artists, they would be like, you listening to this is trash.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
No, you can't win.
What's their favorite artist, which was probably came from country?
Well, Alexis loves Tyler. Shit, yeah. That's like her shit. That's why her disliking Gmo threw me off. I'm like, he's like, he's Juggalo Tyler. You know what I mean?
Tyler's from New York, right?
I love how we use that all the time. Like, we'll just say, this person is Juggalo, blah, blah, blah.
Just like we that's it.
They're Juggalo, da, 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 da.
We've had to make that, just like we made all the comparisons of Rhymesayers to Dark Lotus.
Exactly.
You know, I have to put it all in a Juggalo context.
It makes sense, yeah. That way, if you are Juggalos and have no idea what this is, that's what's funny is it works, because as a Juggalo, you're like, oh, okay.
Well, you got
it. Okay. I get it. Cool.
Yeah. But here's another thing. I'm not saying, I'm going to tell you how to teach your kids, Kai. I'm going to tell you about
please,
your kids.
Please. No. Enlighten me.
I know people hate that shit. No. But no,
we
man.
Know better.
I would recommend, I don't have kids, so I don't, you know, I can't really say what to do, but.
You got
to
hit them.
Yeah, yeah. I would hit them if I had them. But like, you know, teach them. But like, you know. Music, the kind of music that you like came from this region of the country in this genre of music.
Well, what you don't understand is that kids, they have TikTok and they don't care.
I know.
They don't care.
They don't.
You could show them whatever you want, man. Like, they don't
no matter
care.
What, you're old. Yeah. And that's another thing. Like, you have to think when we were young, if your dad, he could have, look, a lot of the shit my dad used to show me now, I think is dope as fuck. Pink Floyd. He used to be like, let me show you this band, Pink Floyd, I liked. And I'd be like, oh my fucking God. Now Pink Floyd's the shit. They're one of the greatest bands of all time. But I think it's just when you're young, when your parents say, this is dope.
Yeah,
for most people,
shit.
You're like, nah, this is trash. You know what I mean? You don't know shit.
That's look, all it is.
Bro, you wear your pants up to your belly button. What the fuck you know about dope shit?
Your kids aren't going to respect you, so they're not going to respect your music taste. Like, I mean, but, you know.
And that's fair. That's part of being a kid. That's how we were, too.
I mean, I'm joking. My kids respect me in a sense of like I'm
but
their
you
dad.
Liked what your dad listened to.
I did, to an extent, yeah.
I'm sure but you could find certain songs.
I never, like, sought it out and, like, went out of my way to listen to it, honestly.
I'm sure your daughter's hear certain songs in the car that they don't mind as much for me.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know? They get down with some of my shit.
Yeah, so
every now and then.
Yeah, so that's kind of the thing. Like, you'll find things that your parents like that you also can vibe to.
Yeah.
But on the whole, what your parents like is whack.
Right.
Because they're old and you're young and cool and it's like in your brain, especially when you're young, you're like, yo, I know what's cool. You know what's whack.
But that's
your
weird
shit's
to
old
me.
And played out.
But Tyler's kind of old now compared to
but he had a resurgence.
Yeah, he's been making like sing rap albums, like Drake type shit for the past.
When he started out, he was very similar, like Earl Sweatshirt style shit, where he was almost like depressive type, like it was hypercritical kind of shock,
but still lyrical.
But like now,
but I remember
a lot more
that very first single,
Yonkers. Yeah,
yeah. When Yonkers came out, I was like, this dude's dope. And then, but like, there wasn't a lot after that that I was really followed him on.
But this song fucking rules, by the way. This song's got the little like oriental vibe to it. He's got a couple songs like that.
Yeah, that's a dope ass.
I think that's like a Japanese.
Like the harp.
Forget what instrument. It's kind of like a Japanese.
I like that line where he's like a prospector. Like, doggone it.
I think that's a harp, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
it drops like, retarded.
It's one of those little like.
It's a string instrument. Yeah. I know they got ones that lay down. They also have ones that stand up and shit. So it's different. I don't know.
We need an expert on Eastern.
That's a
instruments.
That's a very prominent instrument though that you hear in a lot of like.
Right. Yeah, and in a lot of Eastern like East Asia music and shit.
What's your opinion on this kind of like gritty, grimy singing in the hook?
I'm fine with it because, like, as long as I don't like rappers that sing all the time, but like, I don't mind Chance, you know.
And that's kind of what that sounds like.
Yeah, I think he's doing more of the Chant style stuff, which
he carries a good enough tune too.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
yeah, that's what
he's not trying. He's not like trying to be something he's not.
That's what I was gonna say. I prefer that kind of singing more to like. And this isn't to hate, but I prefer the gritty, like deeper singing to like a Loki's version of singing, where like it sounds like just a white guy trying to be hard kind of singing, you know?
Sorry, I thought that
to each his own.
A white guy trying to be hard.
A white guy trying to, like
Loki's
oh, like, yeah, yeah.
Hey, I want to
a white guy trying to be hard to sing songs.
Like, you know, they have like a white guy voice still. And it's maybe that's what I like. I like a black guy singing instead of a white guy singing. Maybe that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, maybe that is.
White guys, stop singing.
White guys, just shut up.
Just quit it, white guys.
Ed Sheeran, shut the fuck up.
I mean, there might be something to that.
No, I'm kidding.
There might be something to that. And not to try to get like racial, but like.
I think what I'm saying is like, maybe personally, I prefer that kind of voice when I'm hearing a guy sing.
But you probably hear that
more
like
gruff.
You probably hear that classical like
gets my boner up.
You know, like soul from like
my boner goes for soul. My boner loves
almost
soul.
Like the gospel, like the southern gospel stuff. Yeah.
Oof. Yeah. I don't know. I can like any kind of good singing. If it's good, I like that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I don't mind good, but I'm just talking about with rap. I don't like a lot of like. You know, just give me something that's a tune. You carry a little tune. You don't have to sing for me, like especially on boom bap.
That's
beats.
Fair, man.
Especially boom bap beats.
This song fucking rocks.
Yeah, this song is dope as fuck, bro.
Goes hard as hell.
I love those like Godzilla fucking same shit we got in like Three Headed Monster, but in here since it's not on every song.
You know, I was thinking that same thing. I was making that Three Headed Monster comparison in my head just now when it was playing. So.
Yeah, this is almost a cinematic beat. Like he took a lot of samples from movies and shit.
Right.
Like those strings right there, that's like tension strings,
right? Yeah, he's a really, really good at like putting his sounds in the right place. You know what I mean? Like where nothing, like every instrument kind of feels like it's where it should be. I'm gonna use the wrong term, but in like the depth of the beat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, actual musicianship, an actual good music.
You could tell he's a real pro.
Yeah,
right, church. I'm wondering
them horns.
Is Jake Palumbo New York too?
Yeah, somebody else mentioned in the comments he was Brooklyn and Lex is Queens.
Oh, okay.
Sharif said that.
Okay,
Lex is Queens and
Palumbo Brooklyn. Well, Sharif's from New York too, so
yeah,
have that knowledge. But yeah, that makes sense because they seem like they'd be like real life friends, not just people who met over the internet.
Yeah.
Like they know each other through their local circles. They've bumped heads kind of within that local community. If not just actual friends, you know what I mean?
Here's the video.
We'll peep the video for Swing the Katana. This is 6 months ago, so we'll see if it's any different too, I guess. But I don't know. We'll see what's up.
Nope.
Sounds the same.
See no MNE labeling. So yeah, this is definitely a side project.
I like how he comes out with "I'm Kevin Nash at Slamboree rocking Foo Foo."
Yeah,
that's such a dope opening line. Right.
That is,
which I know what he's talking about. Yeah. Kevin Nash was wearing Foo Foo at that.
Yeah.
I remember that clearly.
Palumbo's killing it.
Yeah, he's got like a nice New York flow too. Kind of reminds me of like you know, those Far East. It's like a Marlin Craft.
Almost gives me a Ryan Wordplay.
I was just about to say
that. Yeah, Wordplay.
Just with
fuck
like,
out of here.
Marlin Craft, fucking Dylan Cooper.
Oh, they're rocking. They're doing the fisheye on patented fisheye.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, you can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong with that. Yeah, I was
Carver
say,
loves a fisheye.
Can't go wrong with a fisheye, dude. I mean, that is so hip hop. I mean, the fisheye goes with hip hop. You know, it's the eye of hip hop.
Lex is still going for the face obstruction, but chose a mask instead of the typical or his, you know, traditional face paint that we're more familiar with.
Yeah,
I like his face paint, kind of like the reverse skeleton almost.
Yeah, it's dope. I flip switch and switch quick as an instinct.
And pop yamin like top ramen is instant. Top ramen, it's instant.
Pop topping like top ramen, it's instant.
Yeah, that's a dope ass line.
Right.
He's got so many of those that just sneak by, too.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You can re-listen to these songs over and over, and like you'll keep picking up different Lex bars that are like, oh, shit.
Yeah, like I use the term barologist for very few people, and that's like when you could tell they're really, really, really knowledgeable of the craft of rapping. Like they know how to place their raps, they know how to slide in when to slide in the metaphors. It's a true mastery of the craft. Yeah. He's underrated for sure, man. Like Lex.
Yeah, he's like Juggalos don't really pay attention to Lex, but that said, like I don't know what it is. Like it seems like I never see Lex popping up at any of these like M&E shows or anything. You know, yeah. You never see him. He's opening or anything. He's like a like lot Hoodoo, of it, like who would just not put in much effort, but. Lex is steady release. He's released like 10 albums over the past.
But then again,
years,
I think, you know, a large part of it is just also like where they're at. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like M&E is largely centered in Detroit. You know what I mean? That's like where their real their base is. You know what I mean? And you got their New York. You know,
I guess so.
Now Lex still officially signed to M&E?
Yeah, I was about to ask that too.
That's a good question. I mean, they still sell his merch on there, which to me is what like a sign of you still being affiliated with them.
Yeah, here and there.
Oh, that's how Twisted's been at least. As soon as you're off, like they take your shit off.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I was going to say the only reason I was going to say that is like I think you could buy Bloodstinations album for I think still to this day off Suburban Noise.
Really?
Yeah, I think still to this day. Like,
oh, you know
still
what?
Selling this shit.
I might be talking out of my ass because I think they still sell like an Intrinsic album on M&E. They still sell it, which so they must have done like one album deals with some of these
usually
guys.
I was gonna say usually when you sign for a label, all the CDs that come under that label are that label's right to sell in perpetuity.
Okay.
You maybe know what I mean? Usually that's like one of the deals. That's like part of being like, okay, we're gonna get you, you know, either free or discounted studio time. We'll hook you up with all these connections and shit, but yeah, like one of the stipulations, at least.
All right, so this is on M&E's official website. Let's see. I'll go to artists.
Yeah, Lex Hexmaster's right there.
He's still listed on there?
Okay. Yeah, I just saw him, yeah.
Yep, Lex Hexmaster.
Right in the middle. He's the
still
middle
listed
square
on there, so.
Welcome to the underground. So these are the new people, yeah?
Yeah, but look, it still has Ejimo Ski on M&E alumni.
Oh, yeah, they need to switch him back up, bro.
Yep.
Lars. Like, what was Lars?
That was King Gordy and
Bizarre. Bizarre, yeah.
I never listened to that.
Yeah, it was okay.
Yet another tight song.
Yeah, I was gonna say I like the way he rides this beat.
I mean, if you ask me, it's Hex and Gmo all day on M&E as far as the best rappers.
I want to see more collabs with them.
Yeah, that would be dope seeing them too. Even a side project would be a deal.
You know, after listening to Fire and Lead, you know, Spotify will just play you more similar shit.
Yeah.
So start playing me more like Lex the Hex Master shit. Like he did a song with Whack God, which is pretty good. Yep, that song's dope. He did a song with Super Famous Fun Time Guys. He's been on a song with Buckshot, or a song or two maybe. He's out there. I mean, he's steady. Got shit. He's just so like under the radar. I don't know why the fuck Juggalos ain't really talking about him more.
He's one of the more talented. But I don't know. That's a great question. You see a lot of people who are the most talented as far as rapping goes. Like,
what's one big reason?
Psychopathic, you know, ICP fans aren't going to listen to him.
But why aren't M&E fans like talking about him like they do? Like, I mean, I even say like
I don't even know what M&E fans talk about aside from
that's
Twisted.
Fair. I don't know.
What do we talk about?
We talk about the mainstays on.
We
on
are Boomalos.
Yeah. I think we've mentioned Hex before, him being good.
Yeah, and we've definitely like gave him his flowers a couple times, sure. But and, never actually gave him like more of a shot though.
Yeah, I think Gmo just had the most interesting story as far as being on M&E, so a lot of people paid attention to that because he left and came back.
Sharif brought up a good point, and I 100% agree. I think one of the biggest reasons is that like most of the acts under the Juggalo banner are very theatrical, kind of gimmicky. They have the face paint or something like that. They have like, you know, some kind of presentation. Now he does that. Don't get me wrong. He does the face paint, but I think the biggest problem and the reason he hasn't taken off is he's not horrorcore. You know what I mean? He's very much East Coast kind of New York rap, like grimy East Coast rap. That's what I get out of him.
But that said, then.
But then again,
why did Twisted sign him? Like, if they didn't expect their fan base to like latch on to him,
well,
you know what I
mean?
Yeah,
but
why is he sticking around?
Well, yeah, I mean, but and they have other acts though that I think are kind of in that same fold. Look at Red. Red is an amazing fucking rapper. He's the shit. He gets no shine. You know what I mean? He barely gets any attention because he doesn't have like that, you know, flashy gimmick to him.
I think he just has his own, like, his own little fan base, like, doing his own thing. So
I would imagine if he's had his own fan base in New York before he ever even signed to M&E, and he just kind of, that's his thing. That's just,
did he have his face paint and shit before he signed to M&E?
That I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'd like to dig a little more into that.
Yeah, we don't know much about him.
They created for the label. Like, they're like, hey, we're going to give you some face paint. So, you know. Maybe. Or if he did that shit before.
That's somebody, I mean, he's somebody I'd like to actually ask these questions, you know. He'd be a guest I would actually seek out to try to get.
Yeah, Gage also pointed out in the chat that he doesn't do a whole lot of live shows either, so that might hurt him.
Yeah, that's I think he's just not showing up to all these. But maybe, I mean, he either doesn't want to, or maybe it's just not worth the money for him to travel or whatever, you know. Like, he probably has his reasons. Who knows? He probably has a day job and kids or whatever, and he just works in his lab in his closet all fucking day.
Well, I will say all these rappers out here that are doing all these live shows are not as good rappers. Like, he's staying inside doing his craft and getting better at the craft in the studio.
Oh, this is a song with Scum.
Which to me, that's what rap is. Rap is a studio craft.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Word. Okay.
Like, I seen performances by rappers to me isn't as important as it is to actually have a good craft in the studio.
I agree with that completely. Oh man, watching people rap with the masks on never hits with me, because I just think they're not even saying the words.
But well, you know, can kind of tell through that one at least.
But what's cool about this is this gives me such old school East Coast, like, 90s vibes.
Oh, man. Yeah. They're like, let's just record in this hallway.
Unless love this shit. And this is a timeless style, too.
Yeah.
Unless you know what, like, I mean? Like, fucking hoods up, flannels, fucking, you know, boots, just a sweater and a chain. Timeless shit. Like, this shit type of shit will never not be, will never go out of style.
I agree.
It's dope.
Look at it. You got Scum. Why?
Scum.
He gets a rap first.
Spirit world, Mike. I mean, yeah, they're just in like a warehouse and let's shoot in a staircase.
Yeah. I mean, just easy shit, man. Anybody can make this video.
Dude, this was videos in the 90s, you know? It's such, I just want to keep harping on that because it's just, it's cheap and it's effective.
It's a throwback.
Feels underground.
And it's a throwback. And yeah, you're right. It is still effective. It gets the job done, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely has that R.A. the Rugged Man in this verse, I'm hearing.
Scum is the next guy. That's the guy we were making fun of earlier, remember? Well, yeah, I was. Fun Excuse of me.
Necessarily. I wasn't. Gage mentioned in the comments, a live show is super important to jugglers. That's true. That's true.
Look at Scum.
He shot this himself.
Yeah,
this don't fit in the video,
no,
man.
No.
Oh, nah, not even close.
Man, you could have done a better job. Man,
he did it himself.
You tried, Scum.
Yeah, it's kind of off. It's kind of out. It don't really fit, man. Sorry.
You tried.
Hey, this is Scum. This is my Scum voice. Here I rap. Every time I rap, it's like this. And I am really scary, and I'm rapping about weird stuff.
Cheers.
I mean, this... it looks like one of those, like, early 2000s, like, twisted wannabe rappers we used to see all the time. They'd have the gigantic braids and, like, a jersey. It's like he's still in that. Yes. Like, he just never left that.
God, man. I would have just... If I was Lex and Jake, I would have just... left that out and just kept us like this.
It's like not in their heads.
Yeah.
Like pointing at the lyrics on a board, like
Yes, yeah. I'm not kidding. I swear to God, I would have done that.
I'd have been like, look, man, I'm going to fly you out here. We got we can't have you doing that.
Bro, yeah.
Could you have someone help you shoot this?
Look how easily shot their video was. Like, bro, you couldn't have went and done something similar?
On the clip, he's like holding his phone out like.
Yeah. Like, he's like rapping to a pipe.
Yeah, right.
Well, the thing about it, as simple as their video was, that was great editing. Whoever shot that video with new lighting, new editing, new angles, he's just didn't give a fuck about any of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But well, he just probably didn't want to spend no money on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's like,
yeah, guys, here, I'll record my verse. Yeah. No problem. I'll send it right over. I'll send it over quicker than a knife into the intestines of one of my opponents before I cut their intestines out and slide them in between of my teeth like fresh dental floss.
Then Jake's like, all right, bro. That means by Tuesday, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Either by Tuesday or perhaps Wednesday, which is the day that the dead come from the bowels of hell and roam the earth looking for souls to devour.
All right, thanks, scum.
Also, the Adams family girl.
Hey, are you coming over Tuesday for bowling?
yeah, I'll be there.
Cool, and we shall feast on the souls of 9 dead virgins. I hop, but wait, it'll take me 4 hours to rebraid my hair. Here, hold on to one of my locks. I will lead you into the hell gates.
It's just so funny. It's like that long braid. It's like a shoestring hanging.
I had those too, man. Mine were like straight up. My hair wasn't quite long enough. And I remember like Chrissy did our braids for us that year at the gathering. So mine went straight up like that.
I just remember like Juggalos have been rocking that style for so fucking long. Like when Twisted came out.
The Twisted braids. Yeah, the Monoxide braids.
Oh my God. And they've been right. It's just the same style I remember seeing 25 fucking years
ago. Contacts face paint and the Twisted hair.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's been doing this shit about that long, yeah? I mean, I think he's a deck warner. He's been doing that shit that long.
Who, Scum? Yeah, I mean, his name has been around for years.
Yeah, he's been doing it a long fucking time.
I mean, and I'm not trying to hate on Scum. All I know about Scum
is... fuck around.
Yeah, all I know about Scum is the, like, 2 or 3 random verses I've heard, and they always have him rapping like that, and it makes me laugh, all right? Yeah. So I'm going to make fun of your ridiculous voice, Scum. Yeah. Deal with it.
That's it. But... respect to him because he's got a fucking huge following and he's doing his fucking thing, man.
Sure.
He's very well respected in the underground, but yeah, we bust chops,
respect,
man.
If that's what you want to call it.
It's respect. It is. He's very respected in the underground, man.
This song's cheers got like a nice, like, chanting, like, oh, shit, someone's calling.
Someone's calling?
God damn it.
Hold on.
For fuck's sake.
Dream come true for me.
All right. Hello, you're live on Declan Delt.
Hey. This is Mr. Scum from LSP.
Shit, what's up?
I don't appreciate you guys making fun of my hair and my video. My mom braided my hair for me and shot that for me, and I tried really hard. And she's really proud.
Well, oh my God, Scum, I'm so sorry.
Dude, I mean but that's cool. Your mom actually helped you.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's really supportive.
Yeah, we're really, really sorry. We didn't want to make fun of you, Scum. It's just that, you know, you have a very unique voice.
Scum, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Scum.
Will you still take a photo with us at the gathering?
But only if you guys braid my hair for me, because I'm not really good at it.
Yeah, no problem, man.
That could be arranged, I think. Yeah,
I think we could do that.
I mean, we've been jugglers for a long time. We know how to braid a long braid.
Yeah. It's a really iconic look, and I thought that would be cool, and my mom helped me do it, and she also helped me clean off all my butcher knives and shit.
Yeah. Wow, hell yeah.
Just Chris will actually braid your pubes if you want that.
With my mouth.
Yeah.
It's a cool
really
party.
Because I got short arms, and they don't really reach down there.
It's cool. Well, thank you.
Scum's got short arms.
We apologize.
Well, hey, Scum, you killed this verse on Galaxy Plague, man.
You did good, man. Yeah.
Thank you. I really try. I really like when I sound like the Cookie Monster. Like, you know, that's like my signature sound. Oh, that's really
good, man. In order to do that, do you have to like get something lodged in there? Like, how does that even occur?
Yeah, I usually start the day with some coffee that I brewed with the blood of 60 virgins, and then I
choke on some gravel that I freshly blended from my driveway.
Wow. Secrets. Wow. Straight from the...
Hey, man.
That's boy, wicked.
From the man himself. That yeah. is wicked.
Don't give too many of them fuck. Secrets away, buddy.
It's wicked as fuck.
Yeah, we keep it locked down here at Lisp. Most people think it's LSP, but it's really Lisp. We've been trying to get APK signed for years.
Oh, my God. I never knew that LSP stood for Lad Swallowing Pebbles, but now I know.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, yeah, secret, it's all subliminal right there.
Oh, yeah. Lad Swallowing Pebbles. Wow, man.
Hey, what? Stop. Stop. All right.
You got COVID?
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Scum. We appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem. Big fan, guys.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, bro.
See you, dude.
Yeah,
sorry. See you. Sorry. Bye.
Wicked shit for life.
Call back anytime, Scum.
Okay.
Wicked shit for life.
Whoop, whoop, guys.
Whoop, whoop. Later.
Wow.
All right,
interesting.
Man, from Scum himself, cool. Man, that's go awesome. Figure.
See, every time we like start, I don't mean to like shit
we
on
get
people.
Celebrities on our shows. God, so.
I need to stop doing that, I guess.
No, yeah. For real, we get celebrities on our show. It feels like anytime we start shitting on someone, even playfully, they come on the show angry.
Well, we now know Scum has a good sense of humor about himself, yeah. And you know he's got a thick skin, and I respect him for that.
I didn't know his mom was so involved.
Yeah, I know, man. That is so crazy.
Mama Scum. I would love to talk to Mama Scum.
Yeah, Mama Scum. Pond Scum? What's above Scum?
She's like, hi, how are we doing?
Nah, so look. One
go
thing
out there
I will,
and get those pebbles out of the driveway.
One thing I will say about Scum is even though like you know I'm not listening to him, he does scare me, and I don't want him to beat me
yeah,
up.
Yeah, he is a so, big fucking guy.
Yeah, I don't want him to beat me up.
I saw him at the gathering sitting in a lonely tent by himself.
Yeah, while I will poke fun at his voice, I will never make fun of Scum's mama. Okay, yeah, not yeah, cool.
No, we
don't
make
fun
of
mamas,
Mama
man.
Scum.
We love Mama Scum. No making fun of mamas.
Oh shit! Another call.
Oh god!
In.
Please don't. Please God.
All right.
Oh man.
Hello. It's hard to make.
Hello, you're on the line. It's Declan Dell.
Hello, this is Scum.
Oh, Scum called back. Oh, great.
Damn, Scum called great. Back. Holy shit!
Oh, wow. Hey, okay. Up, Scum? Good afternoon, Scum.
This is Scum, and I do not appreciate you making fun of my voice and having people call in pretending to be me. Who do you think you are?
Why, Scum, why do you sound like Triumph the Insult, comic dog? Scum?
You do
Scum,
sound,
are you there?
You do sound just you're like Triumph.
He's running out of breath, guys.
Right does it, do you say for me to poop
are
off?
Very strange. You are all very strange, and you probably do not even have sister who wears cologne.
Scum, wow. I didn't. I'm just now realizing I didn't know you were Eastern European.
It's Scum. Scum.
He's like, hello, I come to eat blood of children.
Yeah.
Like wicked shit. It's fun rap.
They did say that Scum was
listen
Russian.
To you, I will stab you with my knife.
yeah.
I will make you bleed everywhere.
Scum.
They did say Scum was Russian, so I didn't know that. I actually didn't know that. For
oh,
real.
I didn't know that either. Oh shit. Yeah. Well, that it sounds like the official Mr. Scum. Look, I mean, we're gonna have to accept that this is the real Mr. Scum.
You will bleed on my knife.
Yes.
Okay, dude.
Damn, that's wicked as fuck.
Ooh, wow.
Like, so do you take offense to people saying that, like,
getting nervous?
If someone were to say someone was a scumbag, do you take offense to that?
I am scum.
Scammers. Bullies
and you are dead
scumbag
and you are I am scum and you are dead
okay that makes okay. sense well hey listen scum
sorry, I'm sorry.
We appreciate you calling in setting the record straight for making sure that we weren't talking to the actual scum
yeah.
previously but
no you guys are not funny at all
oh you're right thank
wow.
you I agree
okay well then go listen to other podcasts then you
not,
fucking
not
scumbag
no. bad guys
scammers bullies fucking scumbag.
You know what the problem is? I think it's just all the,
oh shit.
It's so, all the pebbles, guys.
Damn.
It's all the pebbles that they were eating.
So let me
or pebbles they were eating.
Yeah. So probably. Let me catch up here. The first scum was not the real scum.
I think they were both correct. The real scum. I'm gonna look. I don't know.
I just think he has multiple personalities.
So we got our fucking hopes up thinking that we were cool with the real scum. Mm-hmm.
And then the real scum called back in and said, you guys suck. I don't like you at all.
Yeah. Turns out the real scum hates us.
Jesus Christ. Guys, like, sucks, could you stop talking shit about fucking rap artists that we listen to for 5 seconds on this fucking show?
Carver, I'm sorry. Dude,
okay, I have shit to lose.
Carver, I'm sorry.
I know you're trying to start this. I don't want to fucking run into these people and get beat up.
Carver, stop. They're not going to beat you up. I told you already. I'm scared for my life, too. I have ops. Yeah.
You're turning me into ops.
Guys, we're getting ops.
You're turning me into ops.
Guys, we're getting ops.
We're getting opped.
Jesus.
Fuck.
We don't want ops.
You know what?
We want.
I'm going to get off right now.
We want tumps. We don't want ops. We want tumps.
What's tumps?
Tumps teammates. Ops opponents. Tumps. Oh. We want tumps. We want y'all to be our tumps, guys.
I'm going to get off all over my wife's face later.
Yeah.
I mean, get ops. Sorry, that fucked up that joke.
It's fine.
I mean, I'm just, you know, like, for once, man, can we just be a positive fucking podcast for once?
All right. Yeah, I do agree with that.
Let's,
we should.
Let's be positive. We can be positive. We can be positive for the rest of the show. All right, everybody.
It is time. It is about that time.
Unfortunately. I hate on Juggalo YouTubers.
You not?
I beg to differ.
I wonder how. Never mind. Juggle Ohio 2, man. Juggle what a great Ohio. Time.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. Sound like an awesome time. after the post? Oh. They had a post show.
Well, there was one last thing we needed to do. We needed to pull a winner.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. We got to pull a winner.
Well, last week we dropped the Bish You Want Starbucks t-shirt. Kind of just behind the scenes. Here, I'll show you guys if you didn't see that. Bish You Want Starbucks, of course.
Yeah,
if you want to get you a Bish You Want Starbucks t-shirt, head on over to deck1delt.com/shop and get you one right now. Bish You Want Starbucks, $18. You can get you different colors, sizes, whatever, man. It's pretty cool. You know, look at that. It's funny.
Yeah, that is fire.
But you want, yeah, it's
like
dope as fire.
I do like
that's
that.
That's a dope ass shirt. Yeah, I'm just saying.
The image turned out great. It's really cool. It's funny. It's witty. It supports the show. So go on over and get you
one. It's an inside joke that only people who also watch the show will get. So exactly. Everyone will be really confused as to why you're wearing it.
You're still
it.
Repping that's the show, point. Supporting the show. So, you know, get you one. We also have Broken Fort shirts. For the first time in 20 years, you can get you a fucking Broken Fort shirt if you want.
Don't you have the purple gold or something?
I did just drop the purple and gold. If you want the purple and gold,
purple and gold
that looks fire.
Yeah, that's mine. That's fire, mine all day.
The one you
Let me see one of them Boomalo shirts, though.
Oh yeah,
probably
we got
a definition of a Boomalo.
Yeah, we got the Boomalo shirts.
The patented Boomalo shirts. We that's created
us.
That.
That's us, man.
That's us.
We came up with that term.
A definition of a Boomalo.
Yep, we came up with that term ourselves. Thank you.
So I got to log into the Gleam site, and I've only done this a couple times, so bear with me.
All right, we got to bear in, because we are going to announce the winner of that shirt in their size.
What the hell? It sounds like I can log in with, I thought I could log in with Google, but I can't, I guess. Uh-oh.
I'm sure they all fucking jerked it once or twice to me.
Wouldn't that be oops, like oops, legendary if you couldn't clock in?
I mean, I could do it from my phone.
Pick someone.
Look, I could do it from my phone. I was just gonna like try to do it from here. I forgot. I've been setting everything up from my phone, yeah. So I'll just do it from here. It's fine. Man, I'll show everybody once I pick it.
Hell yeah!
I just wanted to make it legit. Make sure everybody knew that
it was random.
It was random and legit. That's all. Sorry, I really botched this. I completely forgot about it until right now. I'm glad I remembered.
Yeah.
I would have pulled it later. It's fine.
Yeah.
It probably emailed me or something. All right, here we go. One winner unpicked.
Hold on. All right. Hold on now.
I'm going to click. You can watch, Chris. I'm going to click draw winner. All right, here we go.
Draw one.
Where does it say it? It says all winners drawn. Oh, there it is. It is
Fritz Stewart.
All right, Fritz Stewart. You'll get an email. We'll send you a Bish You Want Starbucks t-shirt.
Yes, sir.
That's how easy it is, man. Look,
that's how easy it is, man.
All right, Fritz Stewart.
Fritz Stewer. So you're the winner, Yay! Fritz Stewer.
It's Yay. Fritz.
Good job.
Fritz Stewer. His last name is Dangerous.
Yeah, you. We are going to get. All right, here we go. We are going to try this here. All right, buddy. I'm very sorry, buddy. I'm very sorry if we get. The winner is Fritz Stewer. Stewer Regger?
He said Regger.
Stewer Regger.
All right, congrats, Fritz. You're the man.
Congrats, Fritz. Fritz the cat, man.
We appreciate you, homie.
Thank you, brother.
All right. If you want a Bitch You Want Starbucks t-shirt, get you one at deckwindell.com/shop. Get you a Boomalow shirt and all that shit also. We
have to look out for more contests, too. We'll have some more cool shit.
We like doing contests, engagement. If you have ideas, suggestions, comments, concerns, hit us up on the socials at deckwindell on everything. Chris is running our TikTok. He's been posting all kinds of cool shit on there, so check
here
that out.
Here and there, yeah.
We
got all kinds of cool shit on socials and shit.
Super Famous Fun Time Guys album next week, whatever it's called. You Make Me Laugh by Laughing. I'll tell you when to laugh by laughing.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm excited for it.
I'll tell you when I'm laughing.
It'll give us an excuse to really have to pay attention to it. So.
Yes. And if anybody from that group wants to call in and, you know, just give us a piece of their mind, go ahead.
Absolutely.
You know, so
I'll tell you when I want to laugh by laughing.
I do like that first track. It goes kind of hard. He's like, I'll tell you when I want to laugh by laughing. That shit does go kind of hard.
Hell yeah.
I already listened. I'll pay attention.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm going to listen to it.
All right. Our boy is on it too.
McNasty's
got a verse on there. Yep. He's dope. All right. Well, let's wrap it up. Let's shuffle the fuck up on out of here. We'll see y'all next week.
We'll slide this one right back into the deck, y'all.
Peace. Have a great life. See ya. Have a great life. We just want to see us all together after forever.